yesterday's price is not today's price.
Welcome back to another week of the Vault Studio podcast. We're back. We're back again. I'm back with Georgie boy.
Happy New Year, everybody.
JA, we're here.
Happy New Year.
Like the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, like the bell.
Subscribe, like, comment, share, everything, or I'm coming to get you.
Let's get stuck into this, boys, because this is a topic I'm very... Jesus. Oh, we did not...
He's a big kid.
2024, I'm coming in hot, man.
He'll come and knock on your door, you'll open and you'll be
you
like...
You fucking like and subscribing like, or what?
I'm sorry, sir. No, sorry for interrupting your dinner.
Just show a photo of Dan Campbell and he goes away.
Oh,
he gets a real put in his back in his
big
place.
Big fraidy cat when it comes to
Dan. We're talking about Dan Campbell shortly.
We'll get into it. Let's get stuck into this.
Wouldn't want to catch him this fucking week, just quietly.
Maybe this week I'll just let him go this week.
Cool, just be cool with Dan.
Let's go, Brocky.
Ravens.
He's got us.
Oh, I'm fucking...
Of course he's gone Ravens first.
I didn't even put this first.
No wonder he's so fucking chirpy.
This was second, and I moved it to first, because Ravens take the number one seed.
Yep, they sure do.
And before anyone says anything...
And go.
Lamar Jackson's the MVP of this league.
Yeah.
Don't look at the fucking stats. Look at how he plays. Patrick Mahomes of 2018, when everyone wanted to suck his cock.
Yeah, but
get a little piece of him.
Yeah, but the stats are telling the story now, mate. The first half of the year they weren't, and now they are.
He was still doing it.
His
stats are amazing. He had a perfect passer rating on the weekend.
They're pretty good.
The third time he's had it as well.
His numbers are easily good enough now.
He's the fucking...
The first half of the season, the stats were not telling the story. Now they are.
Yeah, because...
And the eye test is telling you.
A quarterback that runs a good offense, it will come for them.
Yep.
He was just running what he had to, scoring how they needed to score, and then eventually... Defenses start going, okay, well, they keep fucking running it in on the 5 yard line. Let's stack the box and then you can pass it.
Yep.
But the numbers will code. Because if you're going to go purely on stats,
he could have another 6 touchdowns all from the inside the 100%.
He could have plenty more. So I think the fact that they're a top 5 offense, are they top 3?
Top 2 scoring offense behind Miami.
Top 2 scoring offense.
Who we put 50 on.
They're absolutely this week.
And let's be quite frank about Miami. You take those 70 points away. You know, you take those 70 points away, they go to about 7th.
Right.
From one, it's still acceptable, but...
You know what their issue is? They have Eli Apple on one side playing corner.
They're also fucked injury-wise.
Yeah,
They lost Bradley Chubb on the weekend to an ACL.
That was a bad fucking ACL.
It was terrible with 2.5 minutes to go in the game, and then everyone asked Mike McDaniels, what was he doing out there?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't think Bradley Chubb's that good a player that you're like, can't leave him in the game.
Yeah.
Put a backup in, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're getting blown out.
Yeah, it's probably smart.
Hey, you got to win next week.
Also, Xavier Howard, their starting corner, who's struggled this year in fairness, but he's a solid player.
You've got to beat the Bills next week, man.
He's on IR too. They're in real strife.
Halfway through the third quarter, they should be like, all right, we've got to worry about the Bills.
As soon as that game was on ice, they should have been like,
we've got to worry about the Bills.
Get everyone out, let's start getting ready for
100%.
The Bills. Yeah. But what the Dolphins, again, they continue to show they can't.
Fuck the Dolphins.
They can't beat
the
anyone.
Fucking good. Ravens, the last 2 weeks have fucking trounced like this.
Fuck. Hang on.
With no lube, two Super Bowl contenders, and they've gone like this.
Not just the last 2 fucking weeks. Pummeled them. All of December.
They've had a good run.
They've beaten almost all the good. Who played? They played the Jags?
No.
I know. They played the Jags.
Pumped the Jags.
The last five weeks, we pumped. Or we lost. We beat the Rams.
Yep.
Who Rams are probably the best team in the NFC, arguably.
Best offense in the NFC right now.
No one wants to play them at the moment.
No.
I wouldn't want to play them first week, which we might, and probably get pants, I reckon, Eagles anyway.
Yeah, kick the shit out of Detroit.
Yep.
Kick the shit out of Miami and San Fran.
And San Fran. And the Jags.
San Fran in San Fran.
Yeah.
And now the Dolphins.
Yep.
Was it in Miami?
No, it was in Baltimore.
It was in Baltimore, yes.
But still...
Fantastic.
No. That's all. Fuck. You can't say nothing about no one else. That was all Ravens as well.
Like, considering how poorly Mahomes and the Chiefs are playing right now,
yeah,
it's getting home field with that Ravens team. Like, it's kind of Super Bowl or bust.
They've booked their Super Bowl ticket. They have.
Something would have to go horribly wrong.
Lamar has to get injured.
I can't see the Jags rolling in.
Nah.
I can't see the Chiefs rolling in and beating them. Maybe the Bills, because they're playing so hot at the moment. Although Josh Allen's been utterly dog shit the last 3 weeks, including the big win over the Cowboys.
Yeah. What the only team I don't want to see in the playoffs is the Cleveland Browns. And I don't think I would ever say that.
It's because of the history.
Not even the history of Joe Flacco.
Storyline of Joe Flacco.
No, it's not even Joe Flacco. Road dog. That fucking defense.
Yeah, the defense is
fantastic.
But Cleveland's got a lot of injuries too, though.
They fucking beat us last time they came into M&T Bank as well. Yeah. Like they held our fucking offense
down. Fun fact, other than Tom Brady, who has the most road playoff wins in NFL history?
Joe Flacco.
Big Dick Joe.
Big Dick Joe.
Remember what I said to you in our group? Remember what I said in our group chat? I said there's something to be said about winners. They just fucking win.
And he's always been game on the line. He's always been a very good player.
We'll get to Joe Flacco. He's on the run.
I'm impressed though. But yeah, that was I think it's very easy to say if anyone doesn't think Lamar's the MVP, like it's gonna go to a quarterback. So unless it goes to CMC,
he'll get offensive players.
His numbers are fucking outstanding.
He'll get offensive players.
But offensive players actually tough now. Because you've got CMC, Tyreek Hill, and CD Lamb. You know CD Lamb's 50 yards behind Tyreek Hill?
Yeah. Like, okay, that's fine.
Their numbers are... There's three dudes with insane numbers
And CMC's not playing this week. He's sitting out.
And I think it should go to CMC because the dude scored... there's also Raheem Mostert who scored 20.
Yeah, Raheem Mostert, he's had a really good year too.
So who just seems to go under the radar because he plays for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I think Sam's a good offensive player, but I think Lamar will get MVP. I thought he wrapped it up last week. This five touchdown perfect QB rating performance was my stats aren't good enough. Fuck you. Look at this.
That was like bang. Yeah. There it is. There. I've sealed it.
Also, I know everyone would have seen the clip by now, but Lamar Jackson dropped back as a left handed fucking quarterback and threw it 45 yards over a defense's head onto a bucket. For the 75-yard touchdown before the half.
Also, Zay Flowers, a fucking dude.
Oh, I said that in the preseason, remember? I said he is the fucking pick of the draft.
I was hanging with my brother yesterday.
Puka Nacua is the best receiver. Puka Nacua is going to break the rookie receiving rate. He's got 1,400 yards.
I still think that Flowers has more upside.
I agree, because he's blacker. Is that what you meant?
No. That's
you didn't mean that?
No.
Puka is on the mixed team, so he's not part of like the side.
Can he say the word?
Well, we're not sure yet. No, because he's on the mixed side. George, anyone can say the word. It's whether it's accepted is another thing.
Also true.
Okay? That's what Will Compton once told me.
So, look, to summarise, Lamar dog, he's going to win MVP.
Yes.
Zay Flowers a dog. He's probably going to win.
Also, Brock's already paid up his bet from last week.
He's probably going to win.
Lamar's not playing this week.
Lamar won't play this week. Now that we've locked up the number one seed, I have paid up the 10 hard solos.
And if he does.
How delicious are they?
Cheers. Cheers. And if he does play this week.
Up and you're drinking it together.
Yeah. And if he does play this week, I'll buy 10 more. We'll enjoy him together.
The best part about it, I was coming here, I said, I'm going to be early. He's like, I've got nothing in the fridge. I sent him a photo of the hard solos already gone. Yeah, I got you.
Friendship.
I love
friendship.
It.
Knew it.
You
I
can't
knew
buy it.
It's scumbag. All love in this room.
Well, you can buy it.
He's a scumbag.
So,
I am.
Lamar for MVP?
Yes.
Yep.
And Zay Flowers for rookie Opoi?
I think Puka Nacua's got to get it, man. Or what about Stroud?
Maybe Stroud.
Like, in fairness, if Stroud gets into the playoffs this week, if he wins this week... Like, the dude's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. He's
good.
And
we know quarterbacks are going to trump everything.
Skill.
And I always go back to this. The year that Prescott won Rookie of the Year, Zeke Elliott ran for 1,680 yards, broke the Cowboys' rushing record. So the rushing record for the Cowboys.
As a rookie,
broke the rookie touchdown and rushing record and still didn't get it. So because Prescott was outstanding that year. He had a great year. So I think if a quarterback's close, they'll normally get it, but it'll be really, really tough. What you'll get in the next few years is you'll get rookie MVP, rookie offensive player of the year, and rookie defensive player of the year. Just so they can give a quarterback an award.
Awards.
So CJ Stroud is $1.09.
I think
is that on Sportsbet?
As we said in our prediction show, right? If a quarterback plays most of the games, is successful statistically. Or winning
playoffs,
which Stroud's
been both. I think it's always going to be really hard because, let's be honest, Puka Nacua could be the best receiver in football, but if he doesn't have a quarterback throwing in the ball, he's fucking.
He's not. He's
he goes.
He's a witch's hat.
Stats go to Stafford.
Exactly. Without a QB, he's a witch's hat.
So we talk NFC. We don't have to spend much time on this. San Fran.
What's next on the
San Fran? Lock up the number one seed.
I said this at the start of the season. In the preseason, I'm like. Based on talent, they're the best team. They're the best team.
I think they're the best team in the NFC. Does CMC's injury scare everyone though? Because this is very common. And then all of a sudden,
it's more so a precaution than anything. That's what I think. I think they're just like
it didn't look it.
It looked
hurt.
It looked like it hurt.
Yeah, well, no doubt.
Everyone's
carrying something this time of year.
He is but CMC's known to struggle when he's carrying something.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He had the oblique.
He's like Ja Morant. He struggles when he's carrying something.
When he's carrying that.
No, some say he's the best when he carries.
No, because when he carries, he can't play.
He can't play. He gets banned.
Strict rules. I didn't make him. Don't shoot the Met. Whoa. No one said shoot.
You better watch out, big boy.
He was doing a dance, not gun signs, after he scored that dunk.
I'm not even remotely surprised.
I'm actually surprised that it took them till the second last week of the season.
Yeah.
Because if you told me the start of the year they'd have a 3-game losing streak in the middle of the season, I would have been like, fuck off, they did.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, it probably helped them, that little rut.
Yeah, every team goes through a slump at some point through the
year.
Also, every good team.
See, they've got 3,000-yard receivers this year.
Yeah.
Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo Samuel. And then McCaffrey's obviously numbers are fucking mental. Purdy's numbers are really good. I don't know if Purdy's hurt because of the cast around him or helped. Like, and we probably will won't know that for a while.
They win a ring this year or next year. It won't fucking matter. Who cares?
Bottom line is, if they hadn't fucking traded away 3 picks to get Trey Lance, the position they'd be in right now,
they'd be even better than what they
are. Like, I know we all laugh at Cleveland because Joe Flacco is taking it. Like, the 49ers are almost as bad.
Yeah.
Like, Trey Lance isn't on their team anymore. And he was drafted 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He's not even on the team anymore because of Brock Purdy. Like, if they didn't land this guy with the last pick of the draft, who knows where they'd be?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd have Darnold rolling around out there. And we've all seen that picture before.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. It ain't good.
Nah, it's shit. It's like, you know, Siege 9.
Hey,
you know?
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than smart or lucky than good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And in that regard, they're very lucky.
But yeah, I'm not surprised. Good on the Niners. It's gonna be tough for anyone in the NFC going through San Fran.
Personally, I think the 2-1 seeds are gonna meet in the Super Bowl, and I can't see how it won't happen.
The only difference to the AFC with me and Brock, don't get upset, because I'm just going off past history.
Brock, get upset. I like it when
you get upset. The Ravens have been known. It's not the first time Lamar's been a 1 seed. Yep. Now, I think Lamar's a much better fucking football player now, and I think the team is much better.
He's missed the last two seasons.
Yeah, I agree.
He's fit and healthy and raring to go.
The last time he won the MVP, they were the number 1 seed, and they lost to the Titans, who just arsed it on their first playoff game.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen, but he also, if Mahomes, you never know what Mahomes is going to do when he comes in your building. I don't know if there's any quarterback in the NFC that's going to do
But their
what
offense
Mahomes
hasn't been
does.
Good enough this year, though.
I agree. But if you're telling me Mahomes can't get fucking hot and all of a sudden MVS doesn't drop the ball.
You just need one fucking.
You only need one good game from Mahomes.
He's throwing at the soup cans and witch's hats, bro.
That doesn't matter.
And in the NFC, I don't think there's a court. Like, as bizarre as this fucking sounds, if I'd been saying this at the start of the year, that the two quarterbacks that teams are probably worried about in the NFC playoffs are fucking Stafford and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
They're probably like, if these dudes can come in and fucking roll us if they have a day.
Because
they're just so good through the air.
Stafford more so than Prescott, only because aren't they good away from home.
No, and I would argue that Lamb is probably what you're more worried about because that dude is fucking almost uncoverable.
He was every single time he threw the ball to him, he was like he was wide open.
It got to the point where he was like they were double covering him. So he was just snapping off routes without running the route. Like, there was a third down conversion, like 3rd and 6.
Yeah.
And he went to run like a fade and he took like 4 steps and saw the safety come down to stop the slant and the corner back off. So he just literally stopped and jogged to the sideline and Prescott's like, I'll just give it to you. Just speared it to him.
Yeah.
Just like, first down.
Yep.
Like, when quarterbacks and receivers get on that fucking
level, they're on the same page.
It's really, really hard to stop. Because it's all back shoulder. Like, sometimes a guy's covered, he's not even covered. Like, it's very hard to stop. So, we'll talk about them later.
Can I give you a counterpoint on...
On Baltimore, yeah.
That year we were the number 1 seed. The leader of our defense was Marcus Peters.
Yeah, disgusting.
Notable hothead, not balanced. This year, Roquan Smith is Roquan the leader Smith. Of
the Ravens are the most complete team in the NFL.
It's not even
that was such a good signing. That was such a good signing.
Roquan Smith holds that defense down.
Yep.
And it's people like
such a good signing.
Van Noy on that defense, not getting ahead of stuff. On the offense, you got fucking, I don't think I would ever say it, OBJ holding
it's very
down.
Calm and collect now.
Holding
because he knows his career's almost over.
Career's almost
is that why you think?
He knows he's not that guy anymore. Yeah. He's adjusted. He's in credit to him. I've torched that guy in the past for the way he's behaved. He's He's come home and smelled the flowers and gone, you know what?
I ain't the guy.
I am not the fucking man anymore. Yeah. So I'm going to help these young kids. I'm going to get 3 or 4 catches a day, maybe get a PI downfield,
yeah,
and I'm going to fucking do my job.
Even still, his job at the moment he's doing great. Fucking yeah. working.
Doing a great job.
He took a fucking catch going out of bounds where he took it and did not fucking move.
He's literally become what everyone wanted him to become. Yeah. Just shut your fucking mouth and play ball. I saw a guy trying to draw at him on the weekend. It was Jalen Ramsey. He was just like, yep.
Yeah, all right.
Just nodded. In the past, he's having a 20-minute fucking fight with him on the sideline.
Yes. Got a ring.
And getting flagged. Yeah, correct. Yep.
Does Jalen Ramsey have a ring?
I swear he won with the Rams.
He shouldn't have won it because he slipped.
He
on the final play, he fell down and Jamar Chase was running wide open for a touchdown.
He had about,
and Donald sacked him before he could throw
it. Yeah, 20 yards on him, bro, and Donald got the sack.
Can you imagine a world that if Joe Burrow had got that pass off and Jalen Ramsey gets touched?
I would like to imagine that.
It would have been fucking gold because Jalen Ramsey's one of the – like, terrific player, but George could bash him.
George could bash Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah,
George, I just don't like him.
him. He could press him on the line. Let's get 100%. On to the next one.
Yeah, okay. So it's not a track meet, bro. I never said track meet.
That's your fucking problem, George. Everything's a track meet if you've got the right mentality.
Chiefs win 8th division title in a row.
Yeah, fuck the Chiefs.
I just thought this was insane. In 2015, when they won their first of this streak, they were every other team in the division.
That was with Alex Smith, right?
Yeah. Yep. Every other team in the division had 15 division titles. They've now got 16.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I think they had 8.
So they've been perennial suckers, and now they're perennial winners.
And it's not a bad division either. Like, the Chargers have been decent that whole time. I know I know the Chargers are a fucking letdown, but they're not easy.
No, they're not an easy win, like with Rivers and all that.
The Raiders were a bit shit, but they've had a couple of good years where they've been up and about.
Yeah.
Denver have been good over that time. Like, Peyton Manning, Denver, keep in mind.
Yep.
Like, they won. Denver won the Super Bowl in 2015.
15, yeah, yeah.
So you got to keep that in mind. Like, they've played some. That's not a shitty division. So.
Yeah, I just want to bring up one point. Start of season predictions. Who did you say would win that division?
Chargers. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I said Chargers.
Yeah,
they finished last.
They finished last in the division.
I said we'll talk about this when we do our like off season. But the Chargers are the most fucking disappointing team of this year.
Without a doubt,
I got the Chiefs.
No, the Jets are the most disappointing.
I want to suck my dick off more. So
I feel like the Jets are disappointing because of what happened to Rodgers and the way they just fell apart.
Yeah.
But the Chargers had nothing really happen to them. They just fucking fell apart.
Yeah. Well, they never had anything solid.
Like, they weren't good from the game. I remember watching the Cowboys game when they played them, and I was just like, everyone was like, oh, what a win for the Cowboys on the road. I'm like,
nah, these guys are no good. Yeah.
Chargers are shit. Yeah, it's literally Herbert and fucking no one else.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're disappointing. But I just thought it was 8 in a row.
Look, whether you like them or whether you hate them like I do, 8 in a row is good.
It's very
Aiden Rose. Aiden Rose deserves to be noted. Also, fuck the Chiefs. I hope they get bounced in the first round.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Who are they playing in the first round?
So we'll look at the end of the playoffs. They'll be the 3 seed.
It
depends on the Bills and Dolphins.
No, they're third seed.
They're third seed. Yeah. Don't if the Bills win and the Dolphins lose, they go to the 2 seed?
The Bills go to the 2 seed. The Bills can go to the 2 seed or out of the,
it's amazing, out of the playoffs. So who are the Chiefs playing week 1?
They'd play Bills. No, they wouldn't. They'd play Miami. Because if Bills win...
At home. They'd play Miami at home. Or they'd play... maybe not the Bills. Like, the Bills can be the 2 seed or fucking out.
Out. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's insane to me. Should we talk about...
What's next, boys?
Should we just get to it?
Let's get... do you have any tinfoil? I just want to get my tinfoil on for the conspiracy theories about the Cowboys, Georgie.
No, I didn't...
Cowboys Lions.
There's no conspiracy theories. There's no conspiracy theories here, mate. All right.
say it to our mascot. Say it to our mascot.
Is he our mascot?
He's somehow become our mascot.
Say it to the studio's mascot.
Shout out.
He's a poo toy.
Shout out.
His name is...
What I was trying to say in the group was that they didn't... apparently... Campbell said that he spoke to the refs about this pre-game.
Yes,
and he had it all laid out that this was what he was going to do.
Do you want to just give me the floor for 1 second and I'll explain what, because I've been doing some deep diving.
Please, do a deep dive into this. Because
I was at first I was like, well, if he didn't report, he's ineligible. So
yes.
And then everyone was like, he reported. And then the footage came out and I was like, oh, fuck, if he reported, the refs have absolutely fucked this. Anyway, so what happened was Skipper, who's number 70, right? He came in 7 or 8 times during the night.
Yep.
and reported as eligible as the sixth lineman. Mm-hmm. They normally ran play. They normally ran the ball out of it. All good. So what they did on this two-point play, and it's what Dan Campbell had in his mind, if we need a winning play, a winning goal line play, we're going to go to this play.
Yep.
The plan is he showed the refs the play. They went, so Decker's going to come up and he's going to report as eligible. Cool. And they're like, okay, done. What they tried to do in the moment, and like, I'm the first to rag on refs, and I'm not going to apologize because the refs were fucked. They called a tripping penalty after we got the interception of Goff.
Yeah.
They called a tripping penalty on our tight end when it was Aiden Hutchinson that tripped the guy. So the game would have been over anyway, if not. So you can't love the refs 1 minute for missing that call and then when they fuck. But anyway.
The refs are terrible regardless.
It is Cowboy Stadium, 110,000 people screaming, two-point conversion to win the game. What Dan Campbell did was he sent four different linemen up.
Yeah, correct. There's a bit of misdirection.
At the same time to trick the defense.
There's a bit of misdirection.
And they all went.
I don't understand why, because the number, the person that reports eligible gets announced.
Because that's what he wanted. He wanted them to say the wrong guy was eligible. He wanted the refs to fuck it and go, 70's eligible, which is what they did. Because refs are fucking stupid and that crew is terrible.
But, okay.
Awful crews.
Let's say that's
same,
what happened, which did happen.
Same crew that fucked the Chiefs as well.
Correct.
They fucked the Chiefs. There was a game earlier in the year with the Packers, I believe, and the Vikings or something.
Something with that,
they've
that
had some
too,
shockers
yeah.
this
right.
year.
So how then is that not overturned and the win given to Detroit?
Well, there's because he didn't report.
But he
how do you prove which one of the four they wanted to report is eligible?
But okay, you prove it.
Penei Sewell went up there.
Yeah, okay.
Frank Ragnow went up there too. Right. They all went up and said, "Hey, we're eligible." And then he went down and he told the Cowboys defense, which I believe the refs got it wrong. Don't get me wrong. I think they went down and went 70's eligible. I believe in my heart of hearts that the Lions and Dan Campbell and all of them wanted Decker to be the eligible guy and wanted them to tell the Cowboys 68 is eligible. That's what I believe they wanted. They wanted to announce it, but they didn't because you confused the fuck out of them because you're trying to said you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. They should have just sent Decker up and said, "Hey, I'm eligible," because it doesn't fucking matter.
Because it gets announced.
So either the Lions were trying to out-trick everyone and get the wrong guy announced so then Decker could be left wide open. Because the reason everyone's like, "Oh, the flag was late because Jerry called down and got him to call it." No, the flag was late because all the Cowboys were like, "What the fuck? You just said 70 was eligible. The right fucking tackle just caught the ball. Right. The left tackle caught the ball."
Yeah, right.
And the refs were like, "Hold on, who caught it?" He's like, "68. You said 70 was eligible. Right. How's the left tackle allowed to catch the ball?"
So
then all the refs got together and went, "Who was eligible?"
That's what I was saying in the group chat.
Yeah.
That clearly they've told the defense the wrong number.
100%. So like, is it any worse? Like, say they'd let that stand, right? And then the Cowboys had come out and been like, because there's audio of them saying 70 is the eligible player.
Right.
Because I would think the Cowboys would have got fucked worse if they'd said 70 is the eligible player, then 68 runs her out and fucking scores, and they're like, "Whoa, hold on a fucking second. Since when can left tackles catch the ball?"
Yeah, right, okay.
So that's why you can't overturn it and you can't change it because there's other two factors.
Okay,
so
what I'm saying is, so what's the fucking solution here? Because the reality is that Detroit got fucked out of that win.
They got... I think that they're as much to blame as anyone else.
I disagree.
Because why are you trying to trick it? If the guy's going to get announced...
Mate, it doesn't
matter.
If
68's going to be told...
Mate, it doesn't matter.
You've got to make sure you make sure it's told properly.
I get what you're saying.
Are you telling me the seven guys on the line standing there and hear the ref come up and go, 70's eligible, I guarantee you they all turned and went, "Fuck yeah, we fucking got him here. We've tricked him."
The onus is not on the players. It's on the referees.
It's on everyone.
No,
if,
it's
if
not.
If you send four guys...
Well,
how do they know which one was eligible?
Because
four
guys
come and tell
them. Because the one with 68 on his chest is saying, "I'm eligible."
But so did 70. And so did 58. And so did 72. All of them went up and said it. That's what's come out now. That they all came up and went, "Hey, we're eligible. Hey, we're eligible." And then... don't get me wrong. The refs are fucking morons.
Okay. So
morons.
Can more than one person report as eligible?
No.
I thought they could.
Not as an offensive lineman. Because you can't, you've got five guys that are fucking ineligible on a play.
So, but what if you've got seven guys out there that are offensive linemen numbers?
Yeah, so you report the three guys, but they didn't have seven guys out there. They had one, Dan Skipper. And they've reported five guys. They've reported more than one guy.
So where did Sevenly line up?
At right guard.
Okay.
So he lined up at right tackle. So they imagine that the left guard was the left tackle.
Right, yeah.
He was the right tackle.
Yeah, right.
Right, and then the left tackle was Decker, who was technically the tight end because he was eligible, right? Because he was eligible. That's how a defense would look at it. They'd go, well, hold on, he's a tight end because he's just reported as eligible.
Yeah.
They're the five linemen, we're good.
Yeah.
But because they reported so many guys, and look, don't get me wrong, the refs are just as fucking stupid, but the Lions could have simply gone out, and it wouldn't have changed the play that much because I still think Decker would have been open. And even if he wasn't, he would have had Donovan Wilson on him, who's fucking 6 foot, and Decker's 6 foot seven, six foot 11, whatever he is. Like, they would have had a chance. They tried to trick, and it backfired on him. So, and that's why I said,
I still think the onus is on the refs.
I think there's a lot of onus on refs. And as I said before, if the refs did their
job properly, man.
Well, the refs did their job properly, that game's over and never even gets to that point.
With the tripping call.
Yeah.
Fine.
You can't tell that a D end sticks his foot out over a tight end.
There's only two
white guys on the field. One's a tight end and one's a D end. Like, maybe they were tricked by it, but I don't know. Like, what shits me with the Detroit people and the people that are like, oh, the refs overturn it, they should get it. One, there was 30 seconds left and the Cowboys had a timeout and the best kicker in the fucking league.
False.
No, they only had one timeout because fucking McCarthy wasted it on that 2-point conversion. Oh, yeah, don't know why. But like, and then again, not to be that guy, but they had two more tries.
Yeah,
Parsons gave him a fucking free one.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, I have a really hard time saying
but by then, all the momentum, everything had just been sucked out of the whole team.
I agree. The momentum sucked out of you, right? And this is why I said in our group that neither the Cowboys or the Lions will win a Super Bowl this year. One, because the Cowboys can't survive Mike McCarthy. Because if he doesn't try and throw the ball and Prescott just throws it out the back of the end zone, Prescott should have just taken a sack. But he's doing what his head coach tells him to do.
Yep.
If he doesn't do that, the game doesn't even get to that point.
True.
The refs don't fuck up that tripping call, doesn't get to that point. So I think the Cowboys won't survive McCarthy because he'll fuck him, which he fucked him in that game.
Too many calamities.
Because there should have been 35 seconds left when the Lions got that ball with zero timeouts. Instead, you gave him a minute and 10 seconds.
No, it was more. It was like a minute 40
something. Yeah, with one timeout still.
No, they had no timeouts.
They had to use the last one. Yeah. Correct. But a lot more time.
Yeah.
Right? And then the Lions
which was clearly enough time.
Because if I'm Dan Campbell and I know your dick's on out, your balls are out, you're the fucking man. If you get
a fucking extra point and go to OT.
If you get fucked like that, you get back, you know what you do? You say to your boys, say, hey, boys, the refs just fucked us. Let's kick this extra point. Let's fucking kill these guys in overtime.
Yeah, let's go drive.
Because all the momentum was with them then.
Yeah, it was.
All of it.
It was.
Now, who knows? Prescott might hit a couple of passes and get two timeouts. Like, Brandon Aubrey is an outstanding kicker and he can kick him from 70 yards right now. So, Prescott with two timeouts, if they just kick the extra point, maybe he gets in field goal range and they kick a game winner. Who knows? And that's why the question of why can't I be rewarded to the Lions? Because there wasn't 0 seconds left.
Yeah.
It's not like the time, remember, if St Kilda kicked that point after the siren and won the game. There was no time. The siren had gone. You can't, because what are you going to do? Are you going to get them all back out there tomorrow and go, hey, 23 seconds on the clock, they're up by a point, go. You can't.
It ain't Madden, you can't just do that. Don't get me wrong,
it's fucking shit. And I like the Lions. I really like them. But the only people that got fucked on this play, the refs fucked it, the Lions fucked it. The Cowboys did not fuck it at all. They did nothing wrong.
No, the Cowboys didn't do anything
wrong. They can't help it.
I'm not bagging the Cowboys. I'm bagging the refs.
This conspiracy theory from so many people, like Jerry Jones called down and told him to change it. It's like, I don't know if you know how the NFL works, but if Jerry Jones was paying and bribing people to win, we'd have more Super Bowls in the last 40 years.
Yeah, they won an NFC Championship.
Yeah, like we haven't won anything. Like, you think if you had guys on the clock,
and
NFC
haven't made it to an NFC Championship game in like 25 years or something.
Since like 94.
Yeah.
Like it's fucked. Yeah. Like I said, if we had guys on the books, I think we'd have a lot more fucking trophies in the cabinet. Look that up, Rocky.
I'm pretty sure it's 95 years.
When they fired Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
When we won the Super Bowl in 94. I think it was the last.
You won one in 95, didn't you?
Oh, no. The last Super Bowl that Jimmy Johnson coached for 4 years and won three Super Bowls.
Yeah, no, he only won two.
The only two. Oh, no, then the new coach came in and won in 95. So
you,
that's right.
You won three in a row, but you only won two.
Yeah, that's
right.
He had
2 years. I was looking at the other day. He had 2 years off in the media.
Who was the coach that came in? He was the fucking Oklahoma coach.
Your last championship was 96. Check that out.
Yeah.
Last NFC championship. NFC
championship.
We went into it. We would have lost to the Niners in that, I'm sure. That would have been Dion's Niners that beat us, I'm pretty certain.
Was that with Steve Young?
Super Bowl 95, yeah. NFC with 95 as well.
Yeah. So, as I mean, like it said... And don't get me wrong, the refs are fucking morons. But if I'm Dan Campbell, and this is what my point about the Lions, they're too fucking emotional. He's too emotional.
But he is very emotional.
Kick an extra point. Yeah. And you know what? It'll win you some games. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if it wins you a Super Bowl.
I think not.
Not this Lions team anyway, because they're not good enough yet.
Yeah, like not talented enough. Yeah,
just not talented.
They don't have many like.
Does that make sense? What I mean?
As many like dick swingers.
Yeah, they haven't got fucking Tom Brady back there that you can just be like, you know what? Or the best defense in football is like they're going to bail us out.
Yeah.
So I think we've got to give some flowers to Prescott as well. It's the second week in a row he's driven the field in the last minute and scored a go-ahead
touchdown. I'm giving all my flowers to Jared Goff.
Jared Goff said he threw two picks to basically lose in the game. Like if the refs can see who's tripping and McCarthy's not a fuckhead, Goff cost them that game.
Minute 40, no timeouts, he drove the field and scored.
It was a good drive.
And
how nervous are you on that last drive, though?
I said to you boys, we're going to fucking lose
this.
We're going to lose it. When McCarthy threw the ball, I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
I honestly...
Dallas are going to choke this, is what he said.
My belief is that the fucking Cowboys cannot survive Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Any cunt who plays Madden that's over 8 years old understands that you don't throw the ball in that situation. Now, he threw the ball two more times, and I was like, this cunt's the balls. This is the stupidest shit I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
Like, when the penalty happened on him, you just go, okay, shit penalty. Can't do much about it. He didn't trip. Whatever. We're running the ball three times. We're draining the clock to fucking nothing, and we're kicking the field goal, going up seven points.
Yep.
Because I knew what Dan Campbell was going to do if he got the touchdown too. So also, like, Dan Quinn's awful in 2 minute drills as a D coordinator. He plays so fucking soft.
This is the thing. Like 28-3. The whole game they were aggressive. They were going after the quarter, and then come the drive to you know win the game, and everyone's playing soft coverage. Everyone's backing off. They're doing
the game winning interception. What should have been the game winning interception with a 4 point lead. He literally pressed them on a screen. That's how he got it.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, fuck it. He put double A gaps and pressed on the outside. Yeah, yes. So Goff gets up and goes, I'm going to run a screen because those corners are going to bail. Nope, the corners didn't bail. They pressed and he picked him. What fucking motherfucker does that? I'd much prefer to lose like that.
Yeah.
I would have much preferred Goff to hit a fucking 60-yard pass and be like, you know what? You fucking played it. But you can be a little... You don't have to be either super conservative or super aggressive. He could have done a similar thing with one guy in the A-gap, so Parsons gets one-on-one.
Yeah.
So Parsons and Lawrence get a one-on-one pass rush and then have a high safety, so if they do go over the top, there's a guy there.
Yeah.
Like, you could have done so many. He just goes into this deep drop-off, and NFL offenses are too fucking good now.
Yeah, too good now.
Receivers are too athletic. They break too many tackles. Corners struggle to tackle now because receivers are so fucking big.
They're big, yeah.
Like, Laporta caught it and broke, like, three tackles every time.
Man, I've got to touch on Sam Laporta. Superstar. He is a superstar in the making.
Superstar.
I said it in our chat. He's going to be the best tight end in the league in 3 years.
There are 46 people that are ruining the day they let him get to pick 47 in the draft.
Yeah.
Maybe not top 10, but fuck, he's a top 20.
He's a first round talent.
He's a first round pick in any day of the week.
Any day of the week.
Like, he probably goes in
how many
early
tight ends?
Teams.
How many tight ends got picked ahead of him?
There was Mayers
get picked ahead.
Mayers went to Dallas? I don't think that they took that Schoenmaker, the tripper, apparently. They took him, but I think he might have been after because I wanted them to take Mayer because he's basically Jason Witten.
Yeah.
But they didn't take him. Who was the tight end that went in the first round?
I'm going to him getting up here now.
There was a tight end in the first round. I'm fucking certain of it. There was Washington from the Steelers, who's the second tight end to Freiermuth. I think he went before him.
Anyway, he's been an amazing addition to their offense.
Made a massive difference. Dalton Kindon?
Dalton Kincaid the Bills. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's in fantasy? He's been pretty good too.
But Laporta's been better.
Laporta can block, although he tried to block DeMarcus Lawrence on one play in that last quarter. Fucking poor DeMarcus Lawrence. Just fucking lit him up.
Of course he did, bro.
I was like, and Sam Laporta gets up and DeMarcus is looking at him. He's like,
yep.
He's like, bear.
Yeah, but that's not what he's there to do.
No, he's a great player.
He's going to catch passes over the middle, man.
He's going to be a very good tight end.
Yeah, he'll be the best tight end in the league in 3 years, I'm telling you now.
I think it could be next year.
Well, I reckon Kelce's going to retire after this year anyway. That's a story for another day.
Him and Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a chance. Oh, he's old.
He looks done, man.
He looks
done. Tight end's tough, too.
But he's the same age as fucking Gronk. You got to remember that.
But what they could do with Kelce...
Yeah, but you got to remember, Gronk towards the end was like injury riddled.
That's what I mean. But Gronk was a partier, and Kelce's just at that point where... His body's done.
Yeah, he's. I think so.
The only thing you could do with him if he's athletic enough, which I don't know,
doesn't have the decoys around him to fucking have those long balls.
You could play him as that sort of like faux slot receiver. Like, don't play him at a tight end.
He's not athletic enough.
But that's the thing. I don't know if he's athletic.
He's not Jimmy Graham, bro.
No, he's not.
Well, they're gonna do that with fucking.
Fun fact: Jimmy
Graham's
still playing.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham still playing.
When Mark Andrews comes back in Baltimore, Isaiah Likely will go out.
I was gonna ask: Is Andrews gonna play playoffs?
I don't think he will.
There's speculation that he'll play.
There's a chance, but I don't think he will.
First week bye.
It's 2 weeks.
And then this week, like...
It's a chance, but... Oh, I reckon. Why would you change something that's going so well with Likely in there?
Likely's a good player.
When you got Likely, Aguilar, you got
two tight ends, you got Zay. Two tight ends are the new thing because with two tight ends you're bigger, so you can run it.
Yeah, we got Pepsi as well.
Who's Pepsi?
Cola.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, fuck another white tight end.
You got a white tight end?
We got another white tight end.
I just keep liking the Ravens more and more.
You can't play tight end unless you're white.
Is his name Max Williams with two X's?
No.
That's your old one, isn't
it? Yeah. This is Cola.
With double X.
Apparently he's got two X's because when he was born... No, Max Crosby's got two X's in his name because when he was born he was really big. That's what the commentator told me the other day. I was like, hey, shut the fuck
that
up.
That sounds so stupid. Nah, Did they really say that?
You know what? Tell me your parents are white trash without telling me your parents are white trash.
Mike Williams never had a nickname growing up because he had Max with two X's in his name, so they thought that was enough for him.
Fair enough. He ain't that big. Max Crosby. How big is Max Crosby?
He's a big
He will beat you up.
Bring up the stats. Motherfucker.
I didn't say he could beat me up or not. I'm just asking, he ain't that big. I think he's only like 6'3", 230 or something, bro.
I'm going to guess 6'6", 275.
What are you going, 6'2", Georgie?
6'3", 230.
6'5", 255.
Okay, so it's
right in between us.
so it's as big as me.
He's a huge human being.
Play on.
116.
Play on.
6'5".
Now, do we want to bring up the next topic? We're going to talk about the Eagles, George.
No, I'm cool. I'm fine.
Before we talk about, can you get me a lovely hard solo?
I've resigned myself, and I said it in the group chat. I said that. At the start of the season, I said we will not get back to the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
And I said we probably won't win the East again because if you look at the East, no team has won it 2 years in a row for like the past fucking 15 years or whatever it is.
It always happens, yeah.
Right. So I said we're not going to make this the Super Bowl again. We're not going to win the East again. Just statistically, we're not going to. And that San Fran is the best team in the NFC.
At this point,
all of this has come to fruition.
Do you know if you're the 5 seed, your playoff run's actually better because you won't get the Niners until the NFC Championship.
Until championship game, yeah. Yeah.
So, and you'll get the Bucks in the first round. Instead of the Rams.
Right, so we'll play the Bucks and then we'll play the winner of the Rams game. Is that right?
You'd play the winner. It depends. You'd play the lowest seed.
The winner of the... Yeah.
So if the Cowboys beat the Rams... You'd get the Cowboys at Cowboy Stadium.
Right.
Or you could get the Packers.
Or you could get the Packers as a 7 seed if the Packers beat
Dallas.
The 2 seed.
No, won't we? Or we'll get the 7 seed.
Yeah.
Who said the Lions are going to get? Fuck it, the Lions are going to get the Rams coming in.
The Lions
get
the Rams in Detroit, yeah.
Do you know what?
So hang on, just play that out.
They're going to lose that.
So just play that
out. The Lions are going to lose to the Rams.
So Philly will. Let's say Philly are the 5 seed, which is more than likely.
Let's just say Philly are 5 seed, Niners, Cowboys, Lions, Tampa, because Tampa still can miss out.
Right.
Philly, and let's just say the Packers are the 7 seed for now. I think they will.
Who's the 6 seed?
Have you guys beat the Lions this year? Either?
Rams.
We beat them on the weekend. Remember that terrible two-point?
Ah, yes.
Do you remember that?
I forgot about that.
Ah, the cheating. Yes. Damn it.
No, okay. So let's get back. Georgie, I put this in, and the Eagles are in a tailspin, pun intended.
Yeah, they are in a tailspin.
The locker room shit's the worst.
They are in a tailspin. Like, the fact that the defense, as I said in the group chat, the fact that the defense can allow the Cardinals, who have been fucking dog shit for the majority of the year, all right, they've played hard, but they haven't, scored a lot of points.
Revenge
last
game.
Last week they scored or 2 weeks ago, they scored 6 points, or 9 points, or whatever it was.
As I said earlier this year, Sirianni fired Gannon, the offensive coordinator. He's the Cardinals head coach now.
Right.
No, he's Gannon the defensive coordinator. No, Gannon's the offensive guy.
Right.
So he fired him, right? He went and coached the Cardinals. From all reports were that he was done in Philly because Sirianni didn't like the way he went about it.
Right.
Sirianni's taken over the play call.
Yeah, but then he brought in Steichen, who was a jet.
Was Steichen the OC last year?
Yes.
Was Gannon the defensive guy then?
Must be.
So he's brought in Patricia.
Patricia.
Right? Mm. Which, insane. But anyway.
How do you let that Arizona team come into Philly in the cold weather and score 35 points.
Not only that, they were 17 points down at one point.
Yes.
Just terrible, bro.
It's culture.
It's your offense is a high school offense, and once it gets figured out after halftime,
that's what. Remember, 6 weeks ago, I said to you guys, coordinators matter.
They do, yeah.
We lost both our coordinators in the offseason to other teams. And I remember saying it at the time to both of you and to everyone else that this is a bigger loss than what people think.
Oh, it always is.
Yeah, but it's not even just that. Your defense has, it's got, it's a college defense where the players are just a couple years out of college. Yeah, you got some old dogs on your offensive line, but they're old. Your college defensive line, who you've drafted in the past 2-3 years,
yeah,
normally 12 games a year.
They're falling away.
They're week 17.
Or you've got Hassan Reddick and Fletcher Cox, who are old.
Oh. That's what I mean. You're getting no push.
I told you. I said it a month ago. We look gassed. We look done. Yeah. I said we need a bye. That's what we need.
And then Slay and Bradbury, who are so slow now.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then a white safety. No offense, Blankenship, but that dude can't fucking cover anything. No. But he said you lost Marcus Epps. You lost TJ Ford. Yeah. And this is the curse. And it's a common trend of the Eagles. Like, I still think the Eagles can win a Super Bowl.
Not in this current iteration, no.
I think that it only really takes one big win. Like, are you telling me this week the Cowboys can't shit the bed against the Commanders and you guys pump the Giants and we lose the division? It's very realistic. It's realistic we both lose. Like, it's super realistic you guys still win the division. All it takes is, or you get the 5 seed and you go in and you fucking hammer Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but we still got to go there and beat them, though.
Yeah, bro. I agree. But that's all it takes is one big win where Hurts gets rolling, AJ Brown scores 3 or 4 touchdowns, has a big game.
I've been waiting 7 weeks
for the biggest concern is Devontae Smith is hurt.
Yeah.
He went out in a walking boot. Now, that could have been precautionary.
Oh, I think it might have been, yeah.
I think he'll play this week. I think this week we'll know what if he's good. But I said, the Eagles just need one big win to get their mojo back. But the fact that... Is anyone surprised that AJ Brown's turning on everyone in his locker room?
No.
Like, this is why the Titans fucking got rid of him.
Connor let him go, yeah.
Like, the Titans knew this. Yeah. Now, I know Vrabel wanted him to stay, and they all wanted him there, but he also is the prototypical fuckwit wide receiver that's going to cause problems. Yeah. Like, and it was the same back when Terrell Owens did it with McNabb. Mm-hmm. And then the last time when you guys had the dream team, it was some other fuckhead. Like, Vince Young was tearing the team apart, and Namanda Asamoah was fucking on all this money but couldn't play.
Which was true. Like, 18 months later, he was out of the league.
He was terrible. He's now a fucking movie star. Like, he's in movies. He's in Hollywood movies now. Who? Namanda Asamoah. Raiders all-pro corner. Eagles signed and then he got cut.
Eagles signed and then
cut
him 18 months later.
18 months later, he never played in the NFL.
Never played in the NFL. Done.
That's how bad he was. Yeah. So, that's what I said. Like,
he's an all-pro, though.
It's a culture thing. Yeah. And I think the person that will pay for this is Sirianni.
Has to. It has to at this point.
I think if they, God forbid, they lose.
If we win a playoff game, he stays.
I agree. But if they lose to Tampa Bay in the first round,
if we get bounced in the first week, which I think we will.
Because I think, as I've said before, Sirianni is a fuckwit.
You know, it's aged very poorly. So, Siri. Him walking off the Chiefs field, saying they're not talking.
But as I said,
you've gone 2-2 from 5 from those
everyone
games.
Likes terrible. Everyone likes an asshole coach when you're winning.
Winning, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
He's the first guy. And all of a sudden, AJ Brown's out of control. Why is AJ Brown out of control? It's like if I let my kids fucking talk to me the way they want to talk to me, they talk to me that way. You know what? If you let your kids disrespect you, they disrespect you. Yep. He's the head coach. He's let AJ Brown get away with it. He's let him start Twitter beef with CeeDee Lamb, then got fucking torched by CeeDee Lamb. Who was the other guy I did it with? Debo Samuel.
Debo
Samuel comes in and goes, hey, fuck you. Now all of a sudden AJ Brown's in
Debo
the locker
came
room.
In and played the game of his life.
And now AJ Brown's in the locker room going, no, I'm not talking this week. Yeah. It's like, why? You've fucking done enough damage now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I said, when you let those sorts
I remember seeing that clip saying, nah, I don't want to talk. It's like, dude, you should have said that a month ago.
What he should have said, which is why he's a fucking shit human. Because anyone who knows what the damage he's done, he should have gone, you know what? I've talked way too much the last few weeks and I've hurt my fucking team. I just want to get back in with my team.
Yeah, I agree.
And work out what's going on so we can win some football games.
I agree.
If he'd said that, everyone, including me, would have been like,
at least you admit you're
a dickhead. At least you're a fucking adult. Yeah, be an adult about it. Yeah. But he would have been in there, nah, it's fucking Jalen, it's Sirianni. I'm allowed to talk shit, I'm the fucking best. Like, you know what he's like. We all know it. So
you guys do have the longest touchdown in the league this year, though, for 99 yards.
Yeah.
Interception.
did the Cardinals get a 99-yard interception on the weekend?
Yeah. No, I get, no. They threw it. Yeah, Kyler Murray threw a 99-yard interception.
Who was it? Who could run that far?
Sydney Brown.
Sydney Brown's a baller. Yeah. He's a rookie, yeah. He could be good. He's been injured all year.
Yeah, he could be good. He will be good.
I think the Eagles, I think it's not all doom and gloom. I truly believe they can win a Super Bowl. I
disagree.
I
think, based on the last sample space of games, we will limp.
Where's the run game gone? Like, where's Swift carving everyone up?
Everything's gone.
I think Kelsey's broken.
Our line's falling apart.
I'm telling you now, we are gassed. We are done. We are done.
Which is sad.
We're gassed.
Because it's got nothing. Windows close quickly.
We are literally running on fumes and we've got nothing left.
We never know though. Playoff energy is different.
But that's what I mean.
Never know.
It's not just the O-line is not there. You're gassed. It's the way you're running your offense. You run the ball out of shotgun. it's not that fucking hard to know where you're going to run the ball.
Yeah, because his running back's always offset.
Yeah. So you're going to run it across. You run inside zone every fucking... You play... I think you run it like 31% of the time.
Clearly Jalen's not 100% either because...
He's either not 100%...
Or he doesn't want to run the ball anymore.
Or he's not the guy that everyone thought he was.
Yes. But the thing,
now, I don't know which one it is because I'm not in the building with him.
I think it's a little of both.
Potentially both. But because we all knew that he was going to regress a little.
Yeah, because last year he played probably about 10% above his
level. And he's probably paying 10 or 20% below.
10%
so
below.
So he's struggling.
It's so it's a 20% swing.
His arm talent's never been good, though.
No, but it's never been about that. It's been about his running ability.
100%, and he's not doing it.
And he's not doing it.
Is it money? Is it he's getting paid? No, is it that he's getting paid now? He's like, paid. I think it's
the Eagles putting him in cotton wool saying we're paying him all this money. We don't want him to get injured.
Hey, I reckon if you ask the Carolina fucking Panthers what they did with Cam Newton when they ran him into the ground and ruined and he was done, I think both Cam Newton and the Panthers would say...
Yeah, but Cam Newton, that's what Cam Newton signed up for. That's what he
that's
was.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. That's what, like, so I think both of them would sit there and go, yep,
yeah, but I think
I had a great career.
But I think Jalen prefers this. I don't think he wants to run.
You think he thinks he's a pocket quarterback?
No. I just think he doesn't want to run and get hurt.
That's what I mean. That's what J.A. is. He thinks J.A. is saying Jalen thinks he's a pocket QB.
No, I don't think that he thinks he's a pocket QB. I just think that he thinks that he just doesn't want to fucking run and get hurt.
Dude, then what is he, though? Then he's
without his running, he's not
a quarterback.
Nothing. Without his running,
this is fucking harsh, but I don't even know if he's a starter without his fucking running ability.
Without his running ability, he's probably...
His movement, his toughness.
He's a second-tier quarterback.
Yeah. Less. He's not a
second-tier quarterback.
Yeah, I think second-tier is very
good. And the only reason he's so good is because his running opens up everything else.
It opens up
the play action. It opens up...
But the
deep balls. But way, he does throw a nice deep ball.
Yes. The way they're running their fucking offense... No linebacker.
Yeah, but that's the coordinator. That's the coordinator.
But that's
bro.
The thing. Okay, but it's on him as well. When he sells a fucking
run. It's not on him because if the plays aren't being called, then he can't run the plays if they're not being called.
He also doesn't damage anyone.
That's what I mean.
He play actions and line. They just blitz him. Linebackers just fly fucking up the middle. He doesn't have time to throw it. If he's taking it and going, bang, I know what I'm doing, over the middle, all of a sudden linebackers are like, well, we can't blitz him. Because every time we blitz him, he fucking torches us.
Yeah.
He's short. He doesn't read defense as well. His best strength is what he does athletically, and then what he can do throwing the ball while being an athlete.
Yes, correct.
Running out of the pocket, making plays, breaking tackles.
But how much have they done? They've done none of that this season.
We don't know. Is that him not wanting to do it, or
it's the play calling, man.
Yeah. Well, you've watched a lot more Eagles.
I've watched every game.
But it's a bizarre. It's
because if you look at last year's offense and the play calling, it's like, where are the, like you said, there's no running game.
No.
There's no running game. There's no chunk plays. There's no chunk plays anymore.
Well, yeah, that's nothing. Early on the season there
you
was.
You had the running game.
AJ Brown was doing it.
But now.
No. It was, let's throw the ball up to fucking AJ Brown and let's hope he comes down with it. Yeah. You guys were taking your shots with your one-on-ones and you weren't throwing the ball over the middle. And you still don't throw the ball over the middle.
No, we don't. But can't, we don't.
6 foot quarterback.
Exactly right. But
last year we were because he was moving the pocket, bro. Yes.
Exactly right. But that's
what I'm saying. The pocket was moving and you're hitting on that fucking 7 yard.
Can they not do it anymore? Like in all fairness, like Lane Johnson's probably the best right tackle.
No, that can.
Can Lane Johnson still get outside of D end and create a new pocket?
I think he can. I just don't think, I don't think the play calling's been there.
Yeah.
B, I think that the team is just gassed.
They're
running on fumes.
Once the Cardinals got going on the weekend, you could see them.
Don't they just look tired?
Yeah, they. I don't know if it's tired. They look uninterested.
Mm. Well,
a lot of them look fucking uninterested.
I don't know why they're uninterested. They're playing. They should be. They're
guys like Jalen Carter look tired because they're splash players, right? He has a few plays every now and again where he just splashes and makes. Yeah. I said it when he played the Cowboys. He'd do nothing, and then all of a sudden Tyler Smith would be on his back. I'd be like, what the fuck?
He's
a splash guy, but. The rest of like,
but that's what he's there to do. Though
there's some uninterested motherfuckers running around out there.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
The
locker room's telling us that story too.
I strongly disagree with your statement that this iteration of the Eagles can win a Super Bowl this year.
I don't think anyone can get through the Niners anyway.
There's no fucking way.
Who's beating the Niners in the NFC?
Forget about the defenses. Put the two offenses, offense versus offense. Let's say by some fucking miracle we make the NFC Championship game. You know that that
I don't
San
even
Fran,
think you could outscore the Detroit or the
exactly.
Cowboys.
You know that San Fran are going to put up 30 to 35 points.
It's scary. You might not be able to outscore fucking Baker right now. The
That's
way
what
he's
I'm
playing.
Saying. That's why I said we're going to get bounced in the first round because we can't score.
Mm. I mean, but said it only takes one game.
Nah, I disagree. I think we're done.
You can get up for the
point. We're out this year. We're out in the first round and heads are going to roll. They have to.
Because I just hope Syria, as I said to you, I'd give up this. I'd let the Eagles win three Super Bowls in the next 5 years if Sirianni.
I don't think it's
going to
be Sirianni. I don't think it's going
to
be Sirianni.
It'll be Matt Patricia.
It'll be the coordinators.
To New England.
The coordinators have got to go. I've got no. Fucking Matt Patricia, anyway.
Atrocious. No, it's got to be Sirianni because.
Matt Patricia destroyed the fucking Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Destroyed them. Like he
How's he got another
so
job?
Much.
I don't understand.
Boys Club.
Yeah. Oh mm-hmm. God.
You know why? Is he white?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not tall. He's not handsome.
No, he's not.
But he's
not
a fucking rocket scientist.
Is he a white coach?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll always get a gig.
That's...
It's shit. Don't get me wrong. There's so many fucking dudes. Like, I see guys, like, there'll be an offensive line coach that used to coach for the Cowboys. I was like, that was the worst coach you've ever had. And he's like offensive coordinator for the Bills or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It happens all the time, man, because they're all buddies.
Yeah.
We'll know each other. Like, yeah. If I was ever an NFL coach, I'd give fucking Garraway a job. I'd be like, come on, bud.
Shout out Garraway.
Come and coach my running backs. Like, you would. Like, they're the same. They're all workplaces. Like, if I was desperate and I needed a job, some work as a chippy or a labourer, you'd give me a go, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
They'd be like, come on, mate. Come and work for me then.
Yep.
Just don't fuck anything
up. Just don't fuck it up, yeah.
Like, that's what they... It's a boys' club.
Don't make me look bad, yeah.
Or
yeah.
A college team will give him a go. And
yeah.
Bill O'Brien's a prime example. Go
so
back
I
to
think,
Alabama.
I think we're going to get bounced in the first round, and I think some heads are going to roll. Definitely the two... The OC and the DC jobs will definitely be up for grabs.
Where do you rank it on that disappointing, like from 1 to 10, disappointing season? Where are you ranking this year though?
I think
if you get bounced in the first round,
a pass mark this year for us
is
losing the championship, the NFC championship game. Anything other than that,
I personally
think is a fail.
Any other NFC team, Detroit, Cowboys, and Eagles. If you lose to the 49ers at any point
this year,
it's a pass mark.
You go, yeah, fine.
Because if you just happen to, like, if the Cowboys win and they get the 49ers in the play, what are you going to do?
What are you going
to do? Yeah, and then you lose to them? Like, oh, they're chokers? Well, no. The Niners are fucking good.
Good.
I think.
That's what I said.
The biggest pressure in the NFC right now is on the Niners because they are by far the best fucking team. If they don't win the NFC, they are the biggest fucking chokers in the history of chokers.
Yeah, but the thing is, their offense is humming and they're playing at home.
Oh, that's right. I think they'll win the NFC, but I'm saying that every bit of pressure, like, there
all
is some pressure to being the number one seed.
I disagree. All they've got to do is just do what they've done.
Yeah, and
just
they'll be
do
fine.
It, and they'll be fine. Mm. Their biggest concern is going to be injuries. If everyone's healthy, they're fine.
Mm. I think their biggest concern is Purdy when he plays the Ravens in the Super Bowl. What's up? Watch out for Roquan. Actually, fair point.
Maybe
Roquan should be fucking defensive MVP.
Maybe the
Did you see his fucking pick?
He's outstanding. He's the
best.
Yeah,
the pick was good.
That's a one handed fucking
he batted it up and then caught it.
No.
Was it him?
He one handed.
He legit like went across one handed.
Yeah.
Fucking he took
out, ran a slot receiver.
No. He read
him.
Read to his eyes the whole way and just drifted across one hand. Then took it fucking 40 yards back up there.
Put that clip up on social.
I've been jacking off to
Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith won't win defensive MVP because he's not a fucking pass rusher.
Yeah, but he probably should.
But
yeah.
He is the best defensive player in football this year. And I love Myles Garrett. I love them all.
When we did our predictions, Brocky said that he would be the best defensive player.
Trust me, Roquan Smith is the most valuable defensive player this year.
Such a great signing.
But he's an off-ball linebacker, so no one fucking
such a great signing.
Great move. Great trade. Great move.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about Flacco quickly. We touched on it. Big dick in the Browns in the playoffs.
Dick.
First time the Browns and the Lions have been in the playoffs since like 1960.
Amazing.
I'm all for it.
I love it.
I think
so. They're 4-1 with him.
Yes.
And he was. They literally got him
off the couch.
Because he didn't want to be a backup.
Stefanski called him and went, bro, we're fucked. Can we come play some QB? And he was like, all right, whatever.
It's not that he didn't want to be a backup. No one wanted him as
no
a backup.
No one wanted him.
And that's why I brought it up. Because now, if you're the New York Jets front office, how fucking stupid do you look?
He fucking called him and asked if there's a chance when Rodgers went down.
How fucking
and they
stupid
said no.
do you look?
And he said no to him when Rodgers went
they,
down.
They barred him. They said, no, we're good. We've got Wilson.
I've got one question on the Browns. Is Stefanski the coach of the year?
He shouldn't be. He'll win it, but he shouldn't.
Stefanski won't win it.
Yes, he will. He's paying like $1.10
Played with wow. four quarterbacks this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's the offensive coordinator.
I think they got like, I think they got 12 starters on IR.
$1.08 to wow. win.
Really? Who else is in there?
D'Amico Ryan yeah. is $9.50.
If they make the
is
playoffs,
is he second?
Yep.
If they make
Dan
the playoffs,
Campbell's
he'll shoot
18.
Him.
Sean Strickland $10.50.
Shane Steichen.
Yeah. I'm just mixing cunts. Then mate, John Harbaugh's 21.
It never,
yeah, but they were going to be good anyway.
Never goes to a veteran head coach that does what he's meant to do.
Yeah, correct. It's like, oh, exactly. Oh, the Ravens.
It's shit.
The Ravens
like, Belichick's won one coach of the year.
Yeah.
And he made the playoffs for fucking 20 straight seasons. He won his division for 20 straight years. Like,
Kyle Shanahan's 34. Kyle Shanahan should fucking be a champion.
I agree, but he's a if veteran he's coach with
coach.
A really good team.
Yeah, but that
was meant to
again,
do what he was meant
that
to do.
Is
he
a veteran
coach?
Good.
He's fucking like fifth year coaching.
Shanahan should have won it last year over Brian Daboll when all his quarterbacks got hurt and Brock Purdy carried them to an AFC championship.
And
he doesn't get hurt, they probably
win. They win that game. I'm telling you.
I don't know if they win it, but it's fucking close.
Bullshit. I'm telling you, San Fran win that game.
Either way.
As a diehard Eagles fan.
You reckon they were killing you guys.
As a diehard Eagles fan, that first quarter did not look good.
No, he was killing you. That's what I mean. Like, he should have won it last year over fucking Brian Daboll. But the problem is that it goes to a fucking... Like, D'Amico Ryan's worthy of it. I don't know if Stefanski's worthy of it. Like...
Forget about that.
It's legit just the
Forget
story.
About that. Either way.
Flacco's just dicking his arm around there. Like, he's just fucking coming in.
I just want to bring up a point.
Yes.
Remember I said a month ago, imagine how good this team...
If they had Deshaun Watson playing well.
If they had Deshaun Watson playing well.
Yeah, you just didn't know it would be Flacco.
Imagine how good they would be.
Mate, Flacco, I said, I thought it was a bit of bullshit and I've watched their games the last 2 weeks. He is fucking dealing.
Yeah, he's dealing.
He deals. He's gone 4-1, 60% rate, 1,600 yards. He's 13 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Comeback player of the year?
He fucking should be.
Well, yeah. DeMar Hamlin died on the field and didn't die. Flacco survived the Jets, which some say is much worse than dying.
See, I saw the best thing that should happen.
Off the couch and to make the playoffs is unreal, bro.
The best thing that should happen. Well, they were going to make the playoffs. If they had a decent quarterback, they're making the playoffs.
Why don't they just give DeMar Hamlin his own special award,
but that's
like
the
Heartbeat Award or something?
Jesus.
That's fucking terrible. As it came out of my mouth, amazing. I knew it was wrong. I knew it was wrong.
No, I'm for it. The DeMar Hamlin Heartbeat Award. Oh, I love it. I love
it. And the theme song going to be, girl, you got my heartbeat running away.
Bit of super bass for the boys.
No. So what they should do, and I'm stealing this off a tweet, name the award after DeMar Hamlin. Joe Flacco wins.
That's a great idea. The DeMar Hamlin comeback player of the year.
DeMar Hamlin should not win it though.
Fucking terrific idea.
I don't mind that.
Because then it honors him because the dude did fucking die.
That's a bigger honor than actually winning the award. Yeah, having the award named after you.
Because I feel like if
I don't mind that, Brock.
I actually feel like if they give it to him, I don't know what DeMar Hamlin's like, but if that was me and they gave me the award, I'd be like, fuck, man. I played 5 snaps this year.
You haven't deserved it.
No, like he's. It sucks that he. What happened?
And on one of those snaps, I was the 12th man.
Yeah, and I fucked. So you played 4 snaps where you might have made a difference, and then the 5th snap, you made a big difference for the other team. That's what I mean. Like, the Bills are in the playoffs. The Bills have won the division right now if it's not for that play.
Yeah, no shit.
Missed the fucking field goal. Yeah. They have won the division. They are fucking second seed.
See how so tiny the margins are, man? It's crazy.
He's played in 5 games this year. He's played in 1.7% of defensive snaps, 22% of special team stats.
Yep.
He's had 1 solo tackle.
It's got to be Flaconator.
And that's
got to be Flacco.
Yeah. All right, let's move on because we're running out of time. Panthers locking up the number one pick. Just wanted to bring this up because I saw David Tepper throw a fucking drink on a fan on the weekend.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Listen here, David, you fucking weasel. So they pay your fucking bills, cunt.
So not only.
$300,000 fine.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah,
I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Trillionaire.
I did the maths. Mm. So not only are they barely struggling to crack triple figures at their games, and now the fucking owner of the team is jawing with the fans and fucking...
The only... He's jawing with the fans.
No. It was a Jags fan. Do it on a Jags fan.
I respected it before.
Come on, man.
He was trying to climb up into the box as well.
He was lipping off at him. But you know
you're
what? If you're the
owner
of a team,
team,
you say, hey, security, guy in the blue hat, sort him out for me.
You don't even need to just call
walk
security.
Away, you fucker.
Just tell your assistant to call security. You don't even have to do anything. Like, so just such and a hang on look, and hang man. On. Let's get on to the $300,000 fine. Because you know me, I'm a numbers guy. I like to do numbers, okay? So I did some maths before because I did pretty well at maths. I got a 42 in methods in year 12.
It wasn't a way game.
I don't know what that is.
It's 42. You get out of 50 for your score. So I did some maths, right?
Some maths. All right, talk to us.
They fined him $300,000, which is correct. The most Mickey Mouse fucking fine ever, and I'm going to prove to you why.
Okay.
So I looked up his net worth.
Yep.
David Tepper's net worth is $20.6 billion. Right? And he got fined $300,000, which is, as a percentage, 0.014% of his net worth. Whoa. So I know that to the listeners and to you guys here, they might seem like some big numbers. They're hard to relate to.
Yes.
So let me try and bring it down to street level to
if he says 150 grand a year, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Wait. To someone, you know, because, and I did, and I look, and I Googled this as well, by the way. I didn't just pull this number out of my ass.
Appreciate it.
I Googled the average net worth in Australia for a 40-year-old person, because I'm nearly 40, I'm 39.
Okay.
I Googled the average net worth for, and it was $97,000.
Okay.
So I rounded it up to $100,000.
Fair enough.
Right? Just because like it's just easy. It's easier for me because I'm stupid.
Because your 42 in methods didn't teach you $93,000 difference. Yeah, that's fine.
If you're bringing like Cozzy Lives into this as well, it's going to be even better.
This is outstanding.
No. I'm not doing it.
Price of a coffee
even,
of vanilla.
They've gone up.
It's 80 cents, Paul.
They've gone up 50 cents.
I know. I was outraged.
Fuck sake, vanilla.
I was outraged.
Fucking hell.
I went up 50 cents in the new year. I was fucking outraged.
This is out of control.
So the average net worth of a 40-year-old person in Australia is $100,000 for the sake of the argument, right?
Yeah.
When you times it by that percentage, do you know what the fine works out to be?
$30.
$1.45.
They fined him.
So the NFL have basically fined David Tepper $1.45.
They fined him a 7-Eleven coffee in the morning.
Not even. A 7-Eleven coffee is $2, brother.
They doubled.
$1.50, bring your own cup.
No, it's $2. I'll bring your own cup.
Bring your own cup. Right. Save 50 cents.
So can you honestly tell me...
It's a grim lifestyle.
I know that 300 grand sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, right?
But to him, it's not.
But it's $1.45 to him in relative terms. In normal person terms, it's $1.45.
He screenshotted his
calendar. No. This is the calculator. This is the history on the calculator, brother. Oh. I ain't fucking about here.
My history on my calculator has boobies.
Boobs. $1.45.
So if you'd be like, show me your calculator, I'd be like, okay. She's like, turn it upside down. I'm like, no.
Now,
fuck.
Do you think... Now, my question, the reason I brought all this up... Do you think that is an appropriate fine...
No.
For David Tepper.
I think Dan Snyder 2.0, which is how we will refer to David Tepper from this day on this podcast, he's a fucking sack of shit. Arrogant fuck.
You also got to bring into the fact that it was an away game, so he would have to pay about $15 for that cocktail that he threw.
It's true. They don't give free cocktails out to nobody.
So it goes back to my point, the most Mickey Mouse fine I've ever seen in my fucking life.
I love that. And fuck David Tepper.
You basically fined him $2.
I feel like I found my new...
Am I wrong, Broggy?
I think I
the
found my new...
Out, brother.
I found my new public enemy.
Bitches lie, niggas lie, numbers don't, man. Numbers don't lie.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it's a rap lyric.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
Bro.
Okay, it's a song. It's a song.
It's a rap lyric.
It's a song.
I'm pretty sure it's Kendrick Lamar. Shout out.
There'll be plenty of people looking it up. Can we get him?
And that was the last one we're going to do.
Hey, look, if you're running to get your pitchfork right now... Fuck off, cunt.
Offense is not a crime.
I'm quoting a rap song. Relax.
All right, let's quickly get to a little preview. Let's quickly look at what the games that matter in the last week.
Oh, yes, please.
Let's just start. AFC, Bills, Dolphins.
Yeah, so this is crazy.
Winner wins the division. If the Dolphins lose, they can fall as low as the
seven seed. Six or seven?
No.
They can miss as well.
No, they can't. Dolphins
are Dolphins can't miss.
Dolphins can't miss. Bills can't miss.
Dolphins will fall to this. How many games? They've got 11 wins. Yeah, Dolphins can fall to the sixth seed because no one else can get 11 wins. The Bills will become the second. The Bills, if they lose, can go from the five seed, which is outrageous. No, they can't. So they can go from the sixth seed or be eliminated.
Yes.
So if the Steelers win... or the...
No, Steelers have to win.
Yeah, Steelers, because they're playing the Ravens, so the Ravens have locked up the one seed.
The Steelers have to win, and the who are the Titans playing?
The Titans, no, the Jags are playing the Titans.
So if the Jags win, and then the Texans...
No, that's it. If the Steelers win, and the Jags win, and the Bills lose, they're out.
Fuck. So they need Jags to win.
They need Jags to win, correct.
So if Jags Steelers win, Jags become the four seed. Here's what I want to happen. I want the Texans to beat the Colts and jump the Colts into the playoffs.
Right.
Because I think the Texans will be more fun in the playoffs.
Sure.
Although the Colts have been fun.
I'd like to see Gardner in the playoffs too.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So I think the Bills are going to beat the Dolphins.
Is it in Miami?
Yeah. I think they're going to beat them.
I don't know about that.
I got a real feeling about it. They're dinged up.
Jags against the Dolphins.
No. Bills
against Dolphins, yeah.
I think the Bills are going to beat them. I think Josh Allen hasn't played well the last 3 weeks.
Nah, that's
I think he's going to roll in there.
Beat him.
He's going to be tall, white, handsome. He's going to gunsling and run through some motherfuckers.
But to your point, Miami are coming off a bad loss too.
Yeah, but they don't beat good teams.
Yeah.
Like
but
they've beaten the Cowboys, who are the Dolphins of the NFC this year. Yeah. That's the only good team they've beaten.
Yeah, the non-500 beaters.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, they beat them by a fucking point at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it took the Cowboys playing atrociously to them to get that win.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Bills are going to beat
either
the Dolphins.
Way, it's a fucking cool scenario for week 18.
And they're going to be... So, they're going to be the Sunday night game.
Yep.
Have they announced it yet?
Yes, they have announced it.
They have to be, sure.
They are, yes. They're the Sunday night game.
So, by that point...
We'll also know by that point
that if the Bills will be eliminated if they lose.
Yes.
Yes.
And they will know too.
Yes.
So it's Ravens Steelers 8:30 Sunday.
Yeah, good.
They will know too, which is probably not a good thing for them.
No. Do we see... Let's just say, I think the playoffs are going to work out like this. Ravens, obviously, the one seed. Bills will be the two seed. Chiefs, the three seed. Browns, the five. Dolphins, the six. And I think the Texans, only because I've said they're running out of magic the last 3 weeks, they just keep fucking winning on me. Yeah. I think they're going to beat the Colts. Because I don't think the Colts are very good. And I want CJ Stroud in the playoffs. What I don't want is the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But if the Steelers win, are they in?
No, their results as well.
Only if Buffalo lose,
I think they need Buffalo to win. Oh, no, Buffalo.
No, they need Buffalo to lose.
If Buffalo lose, they miss.
Yeah, so...
And who's playing Colts?
I'm sorry, I can't watch Mason Rudolph in the fucking playoffs as the 7 seed go to the fucking Dolphins.
Go to the Dolphins and get fucking
to
pumped.
Get 80 put on them.
Yeah.
Shout out fucking Tomlin for not having a losing season again.
Oh, so I disagree. Fuck Tomlin. Fuck this game.
No. Because 4 weeks ago,
his mediocrity is
that were
fucking
terrible.
Yeah, 4 weeks ago.
And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Racist comes in and fucking wins him a couple of games. Hey. There's a song there. There's a jingle there. I'm going
to
find it.
You've got to prove it. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
That's
amen
true.
To that. Shout out.
But I don't know. If Miles Garrett stood in front of me and said he said it, I'd agree with Miles.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
I'm agreeing with Miles.
How can I help you?
He's not tall, white and handsome, though.
He's a lot of other things.
You don't normally like them.
He's big and black.
I like him.
And he's strong.
I'm a big fan of Miles Garrett. But yeah, I think that's where the AFC... And in the NFC, really, like, realistically, what should happen is everyone should... Well, the 49ers doesn't fucking matter, but... Realistically, Cowboys, Lions, and Eagles should all win because they're all playing shit teams.
Shit teams, yeah.
Which means Cowboys get the 2 seed, Lions the 3, Eagles the 5. Rams have locked in playoffs, so they play San Fran. I think San Fran will rest a lot of their guys. I think the Rams will win.
So they should.
Yeah, I think the Rams will beat them and get the 6 seed. And then it all comes down to Green Bay winning in. Now, Green Bay play Chicago, who are playing much, much better.
Yep.
So are Chicago alive still? Or did they lose?
No, they're eliminated.
Fuck, that was shit. I wanted them to stay alive. They needed the Vikings Packers to draw.
Draw, that's right. Yeah.
Also, Seahawks play Arizona. I think Seahawks lose to Arizona this week at home.
Yeah. So they got a win to get in as well.
They need the Packers to lose. Seahawks need a win and Packers need to lose.
Right.
I think the Packers will beat
Chicago.
I think they will. Fun fact, do you know, so Jordan Love this season in his first year as a starter.
I saw this. I know what you're going to say.
If he played for Chicago, would have broken every one of their single season records.
Single season records for everything as a quarterback. What an absolute fucking shit show of an organisation.
They haven't had a Pro Bowl quarterback since Jim McMahon.
Just saying, Cardinals should try and lose this week as well.
They're smart.
For draft order, yeah.
They're fucking smart. But you know what? They're dogs. They're not. They're dogs.
They do, and have also they have a spark in their bat. They've got some fire in there.
Do you want to know one thing about the Cardinals?
So they're going to roll. They're going to roll again with Kyler, surely.
Yeah, I was going to say most likely, the Cardinals. I would prefer to be the Cardinals and the fucking Chargers right now, because Kyler's fucking good.
Yeah, Kyler's good.
Yeah,
and they have cap.
Yeah,
and they also have a few. They've got a couple of talented dudes.
And they got what pick are they now? They're like pick two or pick.
Well,
two?
They've got the Texans pick,
right?
Which will be probably 20.
Still,
they've got two first round picks.
Two first round picks, mate.
They got a real opportunity to fix it up. Plus, their tackle Paris Campbell, who they drafted this year, is
good. Yeah, he I said in the pre show,
he looks really,
really
decent. So,
tackles are hard, but he's still good.
Tackles are hard because they either start really well, then drop off, and then go back up or fall apart, or they start crap and then end up good. He's just been solid as a rock.
Yeah, just solid.
And you know what? There's something to say about those Jake Matthews sort of operators.
I was thinking about that.
That just play fucking 12 years as a left tackle, and no one ever talks about him.
No fuss, no muss.
Because he just does his job.
He does his job. Yep.
You know what?
I was thinking about Jake Matthews too, honestly.
I feel like Tyron Smith's probably a little bit better than Jake Matthews, but he's the same. He's just been a solid fucking operator.
Yep.
For 15 years, like just
and when you,
fuck
if
up.
You if you draft an offensive lineman, isn't that what you want? Yep, solid starter for a decade, and his name is never in the paper.
Kelce and Lane Johnson, like that's you just want those dudes.
That's what you want.
Just guys that don't fucking if you, no Shout one's out. Talking about no lineman.
That's good.
It's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
So, do we see anything wild happening in the NFC though? Like, it also wouldn't shock me if the Cowboys lose to the Commanders this week and the Eagles win. It wouldn't shock me if the Cowboys. And the Eagles lost, and the Lions win and get the two seed.
Two seed, yeah.
But if the script tells us anything, they deserve
to be the two seed.
Fuck
Dallas.
It. Don't report more than one guy. You piece nah, of they shit. Deserve it. No, if the Lions got the two seed, whatever. But I want Rams going to Lions.
I want Rams.
I want it so fucking badly. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It would be fantastic.
And the script has been written in
just for pre-season. Just for the content. I want it for the content.
It's going to be outstanding because the Rams. They will
can
go
you
beat
imagine,
Detroit. Stafford
imagine,
will go into Detroit and he will fucking beat them.
Can you imagine he goes into back to fucking Ford Stadium or whatever it is?
Goff will fall apart.
He will fall apart. He will.
Because he cannot handle any sort of fucking pressure.
And Stafford's played there for fucking 10 years. He knows that. He loves that place.
Stafford's got nothing to lose. He won a Super Bowl last year or two years ago.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck, mate.
He'll roll in there and he'll put up 400 yards and four touchdowns. He doesn't give a fuck. He'll do it easily.
That has to happen.
I love it.
I don't care how it happens.
Hey, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The best reality TV in the world, the NFL.
Because it's scripted. It's scripted. And Jerry Jones called down so Jimmy Johnson could have his fucking day.
Did you see
the Ring of Honor.
Did you see, was it Ghetto Gronk that posted that meme of that cheerleader and then Jimmy Johnson's doing
it? Yeah, I reposted it.
Quick handy before.
Hey, you know what? When Jimmy J's in the building, and Dolly Parton's not there, next cheerleader up. Hey, you know what I mean?
Quick handy just to settle the nerves, boys. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I shout out.
None of us are arguing with you.
I know. Shout out the boys.
It's been a long episode, but I do have a would you rather.
We're rolling here.
Not from Billy this week, but
not
shout
from,
out.
Not from Mr. Hobbitito.
Not for Hobbitito.
No, he's still upset about my phone book line.
Yeah, a little bit. Nah, shout out.
Hasn't been back since then.
Yeah, he's a little bit upset about my phone book line.
Mate, he keeps receipts. As he should.
Shout out to us.
He better keep a stack of phone books with him is what he needs to keep.
That's his receipts. He uses them to get hot. All right, sorry. Go.
Yeah, shout out to Tyson. He sent this one in the other day.
Who?
Tyson Jones, my older brother.
Shout out.
Big fan of the show.
Shout out to the big dog.
Yeah, we'll listen tomorrow morning. Would you rather be given $500,000 right now or have 10 chances to tackle Lamar Jackson in the open field for 50 mil?
$500,000.
Oh, see, I'm
500? You're going to tackle Lamar
open field? No. Because I ain't making the tackle. I'm just hoping he fucking slips.
Nah.
Because he's known for it.
Nope.
He loves a slip.
He ain't slipping shit.
Do you know where Big Jonesy's gone off here? He's put too much. 500 grand is too much to turn down.
Give me that money.
500 grand straight in my fucking pocket. I am literally winking at Lamar and saying, want a beer? And he'll be like, I earn 20 times more than that. I'll be like, don't care. It's a principle. Let's go. Yeah. I am not even thinking about it. Do you know how fucking good? And it's not college rules. That motherfucker could fall over and get up before I get to him.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
In an open field.
He could start on the ground. And
I can't tackle you in the open field.
He couldn't tackle me with a shotgun.
No, I can't tackle anyone.
Actually, no. False. There is film review this year.
Yeah, when the receiver held him for like 30 seconds for me to get down there.
I'll post that clip.
It was a good clip.
Yeah, he makes a great fucking open field angle.
And he ran the field of 15 seconds
just
as well.
Great fucking
We've only worked out recently that I'm athletic, but I don't know if I'm Lamar Jackson athletic. So I'll take the 500. If he'd said 50, I'm like, yeah, I'm taking my chances.
So it's a 500 grand versus 50 million.
50 million.
Like, does he mean the full field, man?
50 million.
Like, is it the full field or is it like an Oklahoma drill?
It says open field. So either way, that tells me there's space between you. I'm fucked. Oklahoma he could stand drill. Still and... No, Oklahoma Hills, that's tight.
Yeah, but I'm saying Oklahoma drill, I'll give myself a shot.
Yes, because you can just run and dive at him and hope to fucking God. Hope to God you get him.
He's going to hurdle me anyway, bro. He could fucking jump over me at 6'5". That's how it is.
Yeah, but there's only one... Maybe you don't dive as low as he thinks and you clip his foot or something. You've got a chance.
Just try and... I'm just
sprinting at him full speed and diving at his hips. And
Oklahoma drill, I'd give myself a shot.
Open field, he could stand still, wait for me to run at him and just goes...
And just juke me. And then
I wouldn't even get a fucking hand on it. Let's be quite fucking frank. The cunt could run through me if he wanted to.
Yeah, he probably could.
I've seen him run through NFL linebackers
exactly.
Like he's Lamar Jackson's bigger than me.
Shout out to Tyce Jones for the question, but it's an easy.
Like how big's Lamar Jackson? 6'3"?
He'd be easy 6'2", 200 pounds. Easy.
Two twenty-six three, I reckon he is.
6'2", 215, so 98 kgs.
So he's heavier than me and can fucking run. And really good at football. I'm just outweighed a bit here.
He's me if he's 5 inches taller.
I haven't even bought in the colour thing yet. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the most important part.
Like, he's going to kill me.
No. Tyce, thanks for the question. But
great question.
I'll have the 500K, okay. And I'll put that straight in
Brock is apparently taking him on. Apparently, Brock thinks he can spin move around him like it's GV. Now, if it was...
I'll make that tackle.
If it was, can he tackle you in the open field, I'd probably be more likely to take a chance at it.
Nah, bullshit.
Because I might just be like, you know what, motherfucker? I'm just going to run and hope that you fucking can't tackle. You're a quarterback. You haven't tackled since fucking JV football. That's all I'm going to hope for.
We're talking about potentially.
But you're telling me like James, one chance I James, just get James, a little bit James, long? James, all James, I'm saying is there's James, more of a
stop.
Chance.
James, stop.
I'm stopping.
We're talking about one of the best athletes in the world.
I'm saying if he had to tackle me, I'd have more of a chance than having to tackle him.
One of the best running backs in the league. At least I know.
No. He's one of the best athletes in the world. He's fucking everybody up.
At least I know that for him to tackle me, he has to touch me so I have a chance. Whereas if I've got to tackle him, I am not. I'd go as far to say I don't get within 5 fucking yards of him if he doesn't want me to.
5? The only reason, he's the only reason getting is if he stands still.
Depending on how open the field is. If it's a full field and we both start in the middle,
even
15 yards
even
apart,
even in Oklahoma drill, I ain't getting within 5 yards of him.
He's fucked. Great question, though.
Shout out. More questions.
Send your questions in. That's another week done, boys.
Do you want to apologise to Billy just so he sends another question?
No, fuck him. hey, hang on a minute. Like for the record, because outside
he
of this.
He attacked you.
For the record, I've been his biggest supporter and I've been his biggest, almost like a white knight, like to leave him alone. Don't come at the fucking king, bro. All right.
Well, Omar over here, if you come at the king, don't miss.
I'm at the king, don't. Yeah, is that from...
Is that Omar from Coburg Plaster?
No, The Wire.
Oh, The Wire. It's a different one. Okay.
I haven't seen it. Apparently it's very good.
Never watched The Wire. It's great. All right, let's get out of here. See boys, peace out. Playoff preview next week. Am I doing Red Cup betting this Sunday night?
I think I might be doing a Saturday, but I'll let you know. So Red Cup Saturday. Be ready for it, boys.
Make sure you watch. Peace.
Peace, boys.